ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Wednesday, November 27th, 2024, Thanksgiving edition. Ed Medashian, N8LPQ of Toledo, Ohio, is the recipient of the 2024 ARRL Technical Service Award. He was presented the award plaque and motion certificate by ARRL Great Lakes Division Director Scott Yonley, N8SY, at a ceremony held on November 23rd at the Toledo Emergency Management Agency. The ARRL Technical Service Award is given annually to one or more licensed radio amateurs whose service to the amateur community and or society at large is of the most exemplary nature within the framework of amateur radio and technical activities. The award motion certificate presented to Medashian noted he exemplifies the spirit of the award through creating ways to learn and share technical information, including his weekly breakfast meetings and his licensing classes that train both prospective and current hands. "It was a great day for me," said Director Yonley. A room full of his students each got up and did a short testimonial on how Ed has helped them in not only getting licensed, but also getting on the air, and how he encourages them to upgrade as well. "What a day it was," Yonley added. "This is what being a member of ARRL is all about." Medashian has been licensed since 1981. He holds a general class license and has been an ARRL member for 13 years. ARRL has published its 2023 annual report, which includes a summary of the year's program activities, along with the 2023 and 2022 financial statements and an independent auditor's report. ARRL marked 2023 as the Year of the Volunteers, recognizing the nearly 57,000 volunteers who contribute to supporting the organization and the wider amateur radio community. "The future of amateur radio rests on the shoulders of volunteers, and every one of us can be a volunteer," said ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, in his message in the annual report. The report highlights the involvement of volunteers across program areas, including ARRL volunteer examiners and Amateur Radio Emergency Service ARES volunteers. "Seems right for an organization like ours, which is fueled by volunteers, to take a moment to recognize the countless individuals who share their time, talent, and treasure with ARRL to advance the hobby we all love," said ARRL Chief Executive Officer Dave Minster, NA2AA, in his included report.